Yeah, I think it was good. I think, you know, definitely speaks to our base down efficiency. Being able to have those third and manageables, you know, definitely makes it a little easier and, you know, kind of allowed us to, you know, have a better conversion rate and be more successful there.
What did you take away from that, having the high conversion rate on
third? Yeah, you know, I think it was good. You know, I thought it was definitely, it was our highest of the year, it was our best, you know, I think both third down and red zone. You know, situational type football that we've played all year. And, you know, we expect things like that. We expect to do that. And now I think it's, you know, like previously we've shown we have the ability to do it. And now, you know, how do we do it consistently and week in and week out be productive in those areas?
Can one game like that change your, maybe you, the way you feel about your confidence level about the red zone?
Right. Yeah, you know, I think I think it was definitely huge, you know, because not that I don't think anybody would say it, but, you know, we were to the point to where, you know, we started getting the red zone. It's like, God, man, we got to score. And, you know, not that guys were pressing or overthinking it or doing anything, but you realize that you've been unsuccessful in that area. So to have a game like that where you go 6-for-6 with 6 touchdowns, I think it's definitely a confidence boost. And, you know, like I said, it's, you know, how do we find a way to make that consistent now for sure?
How much of a motivating factor is it for you personally to see Allen Hurns get to 1,000 yards after Allen Robinson?
Right. Yeah, it's huge. You know, somebody said the other day the last time, you know, Jackson had a 1,000-yard receiver was, and it's been a while. And, you know, it's a tribute to those guys and really, you know, everybody as a unit. You know, the offensive line and backs doing a good job and pick up those guys running good routes and getting it open and making plays. So I think, you know, they'd be unbelievably special to have 2,000-yard receivers, and you know, definitely speaks to their work ethic and, you know, what they do.
Is Hurns the kind of guy that even if you haven't thrown to him for a week or two, he gets right back, and it's just you just pick
him up. Yeah. He's definitely a guy that is, you know, he's a quarterback's best friend because he runs really good routes. Everything's precise and accurate, and he's got good hands and has a knack for getting open and making plays.
Touchdown record, but actually the yardage record is within grasp too, like 43-60 something. I mean, what is that? Does that one of those mean more to you than the other?
No, I wouldn't say so. You know, I think more than anything, it just speaks to us getting better. You know, as much as Gus talks about it, you know, there's concrete evidence that we are getting better. You know, we have guys breaking franchise records and doing stuff like that. It's obviously signs of improvement. You know, not everything is, you know, we are in a result-driven league and business, and we understand that and get that. And we want that as well. But, you know, I think to be able to show, you know, that there is improvement and progress, you know, I think is a great sign, and you know, I think the rest will come.
When you were getting ready for this season, did you think that these kind of numbers were a possibility based on the recruitment you had made and what you'd seen
right from
Allen?
Yeah, you know, I didn't have a whole lot of idea, not a whole lot of expectations other than, you know, want to go be successful and execute at a high level. You know, it was kind of our, you know, personally my mindset and as a group offensively, you know, what we thought. And, you know, I don't think, like, if you asked Allen, I'm not sure if, you know, he'd tell you, yeah, you know, I had a feeling or I was thinking about breaking 1,000 yards. It's kind of you go play and prepare throughout the week, and what happens on Sunday, you know, continues to build. And I think it shows, you know, the good stuff that, you know, we've been able to do.
You showed a lot of confidence in Marquise early in the game. I think you guys had a back shoulder throw pretty early in the game. Where is that confidence level at with him? And how important was it to go to him early to show that the defense that, you know, kind of you were willing to let stuff open up?
Very high. A ton of confidence in him. I mean, he's a guy that every time he's on the field, you know, he's very dangerous with his speed and his athletic ability and his ability to go down the field. So I think, you know, anytime you get a one-on-one shot with him, it's similar, you know, a little different. And, you know, A-Rob, you want to give him a shot to go up and high point the ball, whereas Marquise, you want to give him a chance to just go run under it, you know, because there's not a lot of guys that can run with him. So I think, you know, we have a ton of confidence in him. And then getting, you know, Hurns and Rashad are both going to be up, so it'll be good in that room.
You haven't beaten the Colts yet. Any common theme of those games?
You know, I think probably, you know, I guess looking back to last year, you know, neither one were very close. And then this one early this year, you know, came down to, you know, majority of games, right? You look back and say a couple plays could have changed it, which is most games in the NFL. But, you know, I think lack of execution was probably the main reason. So hopefully go make more plays and have a different outcome.
Does that give you more incentive that you haven't beaten them?
No, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say, you know, because we haven't beaten them. I mean, there's a lot of teams in the NFL that I haven't beaten and we haven't beaten, you know, as a group. So, you know, I think, you know, we'll treat it like every other week and go prepare and get ready for Sunday.
This looks like, as a team, how important are these last four games
finishing kick, I guess.
Right, yeah. You know, we talked about it this morning in our offensive meeting, and we want to finish this last quarter strong. You know, we want to go out and continue, you know, to do what we do on a weekly basis and, you know, really on our mission to try and, you know, own the AFC South. You know, so we want to do everything we can. And I think it's a really good group of guys in the locker room that nobody's, you know, looking at a record and saying, you know, I can't wait for these 4 weeks to be up so I can go home. You know, guys are excited every week. They're excited to come to work, practice, and they're, you know, definitely looking forward to Sundays and the opportunity.
The first time you guys played the Titans, it was a low-scoring game. Second time, it's a shootout. First time you played the Colts, low-scoring game. Do you envision there being, you know, a change in the pace of the game just because you guys know each other so well?
Right. Yeah, I mean, offensively, you always want it to be a shootout, right? You want to put up as many points as possible and then, you know, let the defense take care of their business. So I think we'll go into it. And, you know, again, it's the second time seeing a team. So I think you have something there where you get to watch guys and you get personnel. You know, a better knowledge and grasp of what guys do well. But, you know, I don't know. I think, you know, we'll try and score as many points as possible and see what happens.
You just gave up 45 last week. I assume you watched that tape. Seen anything that, hey, we could do that too, take advantage of this?
Or? Right. Yeah, Pittsburgh did some good stuff. And you know, I think Indy's banged up a little bit, but they're still a talented group. They got, you know, good guys in the secondary, two good corners, and some good guys they can get after the quarterback as well. So, you know, it'll be, you know, a challenge. You know, we'll have to be on top of it and prepare. But we're excited for the chance.
I know you don't. Go ahead. So, you know, this isn't a time for reflection, but when you're watching clips and you see yourself from last year,
Yeah. I mean, for me personally, the first thing watching, you know, I see the mechanical differences, and it's just kind of like, wow, that's bad. But I think, you know, to be able to constantly, you know, ideally, I think you'd like to do that every single year. Look back on yourself in the previous year and go, wow, that was a bad throw, or that's a bad decision, or, you know, I won't do that again, to continue to grow and learn from that stuff. So.
And it never gets better.
We never improve. There's a kind of a statistical oddity in that you haven't run for a touchdown. Obviously, you're very mobile and you ran for them at UCF. Is there any explanation? Is it just one of those weird things that it just hasn't happened?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I had, I guess, two chances where I just threw the ball past the line of scrimmage instead. But I think, you know, it's one of those things where you don't really, there's not a whole lot of planned quarterback runs. I mean, we do some quarterback reads and you know, moving the pocket and stuff like that. But, you know, especially down in the red zone, it's a chance for quarterbacks to take off and run and kind of, you know, I think exploit defenses in certain ways. And, you know, whether it's been, you know, deciding to throw it or there has been chances, you know, I think for me to run and you know, score, but it hasn't happened. And I think it's just kind of one of those weird things.
Mike brought up the yardage mark. How much has T.J. Yeldon as a pass protector and a receiver helped in you really establishing yourself?
Yeah, he's been unbelievable. You know, he's been, I think, really good in protection and pickups, and it's super impressive to see a guy come in, a first-year player like that, and really catch on and see things, you know, that I think it takes guys time to figure out. So he's been really good in that area, and I think catching balls out of the backfield, you know, I had a big one Sunday. He's good in space, and he has really good hands, and, you know, he does a good job with those option routes and stuff of finding holes and running away from them.